I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
People say I'm the liar for the party, cause tell the joke or two. Although I might be laughing,
it's crazy.
Loud and
it's crazy
hard,
good, man.
Deep inside, I'm blue.
Still not sure how Barry Zito got eliminated from the Masked Singer.
All right, so he was Cy Young winner, dirty ass lefty, big leaguer, can play guitar, can sing. Easy on the eyes, like, hey, man.
Overly challenging.
F you. How about that? How about a big old hearty F you this morning?
And he's going to be with us at 6:35, 30 minutes from now, joining Ben and Woods via Zoom.
So cool, man.
That we did yesterday afternoon, actually, but it was a lot of fun. And as we said, we didn't talk baseball for a few minutes. Then we did. We realized we're not really
going to talk. Probably the wrong subject.
We talked his career. He was great. But then, you know, the current situation, you know, he's more into his music career right now, which is great. I'm glad. I mean, he's diving in completely to his new life, which is fantastic.
He's also going to tell you guys, you'll love this, about his experience with Randy Jones, who he worked with for a long, long time. And really, Randy helped shape the pitcher that he was. And what a cool story that is.
It's another Cy Young lefty.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, it was such a special day.
And then coming up at 8 o'clock today, well, at 7:35, we'll have our buddy Craig Elston on with his TV recommendations that he usually does on Fridays, but long weekends, so we're going to have him on early.
By the way, Craig Elston on fire. I took one of his last week, Mr. In Between, and I have finished it. Like, it was such a good recommendation. I fell madly in love with this show, Mr. In Between. So what Craig says, man, I typically lean yes towards most of his recommendations.
My parents are really getting into, what is that, the cop show in England.
Oh, yeah.
Based on the book series. And I've lost the name of it.
Not the Bodyguard one.
No, but everyone's listening to Craig right now.
Yeah.
Trying to decide what to watch. And then coming up at 8 o'clock, Ashley Yates, wife of Padres closer Kirby Yates, who we had on a couple of weeks ago, and we asked him about Ashley and how she's doing, because she's been on with us before.
She's great.
And she has a podcast that she's doing, so we said, let's get Ashley on. So Ashley is going to be on to tell us about how she and Kirby are surviving, from her perspective, the pandemic, and talk about the podcast that she's doing with, I guess, a couple of friends of hers.
Yep. The F-bomb moms. It's greatness. Just pure greatness.
A little risque.
Yeah.
At
not
times.
For you, but not well, for
maybe me
or
a little
everybody
bit.
Everybody else.
Quickly, breaking news on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. And if you are just getting up and you went to bed before, 9:30 or 10 last night, they announced in San Diego County that the governor of California has given our county approval to move forward in stage two of our pandemic recovery, phase two, which means within the next few days, they are going to start allowing in restaurant dining. Now, it's not a free-for-all. It'll be severely curtailed in terms of how many people can be in the restaurant, who you'll be allowed to sit with. It'll probably just be your own family members. But if you've been jonesing to go and sit at a table and have someone take your order and bring you food, as opposed to doing the whole takeout thing or cooking at home, that option looks like it's coming very soon. Plus, in-person retail, where you don't just have to do the curbside delivery. You actually can go into a store, probably have to wear a mask, but you can look around and then make your purchase and walk out. So just a little taste of normality, Woodsy, for people out there.
I was talking to Ben. We're going to get to the Rindle Report in a second, but I said I asked Ben. You guys love to eat out. You guys love to make the scene. And I asked you, hey, are you guys going to go out if they open it this weekend? Your favorite spot? And you're like, still not there yet. I'm right there with you. And I made the comparison to Shawshank. I feel a little bit like Brooks and Red right now. Like, hey, you're out of prison. And you're like, I kind of like it. I'm really used to this right now. I'm institutionalized.
Careful, Woods. You don't want to get too institutionalized.
Don't look now, but I did carve my name up here into the here. Corona cave. Was here.
We have the right beams for
Woods,
it.
Woods, you don't have to ask me every time you got to go to the bathroom.
Hey, boss, can I hit the head? No, just go.
You're a grown man. Just go.
I'm still not quite ready, but I'm not judging those who are. Have a ball. Please be safe. Let's do this the right way so that it can I'd like to get to phase three.
Exactly. And it's going to be important because the virus isn't gone.
Right.
You still need to maintain social distance, 6 feet, whenever possible, wear a mask when you're going out. None of that changes. So as long as people don't get the wrong idea and think, open for business, it is spring break time in San Diego. It's not. But, this could be something that helps people mentally, just a little break from the normal routine,
yeah,
perhaps. And I'm sure at some point we will go, especially places where we know people who maybe own the restaurant or work there, where we can just support and sit there with them. And you can't invite a bunch of friends and have a big Tate 12 top or anything like that. That's not going to happen. But I'm sure it'll be sometime here in our near future.
Just keep our wits about us, everybody. Yeah. Keep our wits about us.
All right. Each and every day, 6 a.m., we head back to our Entercom Empire Studios, but a little twist today, because we've never tossed it to a virtual coin-winning executive producer.
Mm.
If you missed it in our first hour, Woodsy talking about our all-staff Zoom meeting yesterday, where they we have like 60 employees. Only about a third of them were honored with virtual coins.
Strangely enough, you and I were not.
But Paul Reindel, by process of elimination, did receive one of our special coins to honor people who go above and beyond at work, Woods. So let's...
it's probably because of this segment right
let's
here.
Let's get to today's Reindel Report.
You're listening to the Reindel Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it is 6 o'clock in the morning.
Close enough, 6:07. Did they really give out like 30 awards?
20, I think.
To 20 out of the 65 people who were on the Zoom meeting.
Huh.
Do you feel less special now?
A little bit.
Paul?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Still want my coin, though.
Yeah, yeah.
In November or whatever.
Place. Right.
All right.
All right.
Orlando's Walt Disney World Resort is the clear frontrunner to become the NBA's playing site to resume the 2019-2020 season amid the coronavirus pandemic. This all coming from The Athletic yesterday. The NBA is in serious discussions with Disney about the property, which has gained clear momentum over other cities such as Las Vegas. Houston was also a top choice, but it remains unclear when the games would begin. Multiple sources say the prospect of players fully training in mid-June and playing by mid-July has been the most popular and possible scenario discussed. The league has explored other cities, but it appears likely that Orlando would be the sole host for the NBA. Orlando and Disney World's controllability as a playing site with the private property, having all of the necessities, the hotels, the amenities. It's been the most appealing of all of the possibilities all along for the NBA.
It's interesting to put your faith in the great state of Florida. That to me is, I think they've done an okay job. A lot of those spring breakers that we saw down there, 8-9 weeks ago, they all went back to wherever they came from. taking the disease with them in a lot of cases. So I don't know, guys. I hope that it works. I really,
I don't know. Disney parks tend to be always the cleanest. I mean, maybe on sanitation
the, on the surface
they've done well on the surface.
I mean, you got a guy
you see outside and
you got a guy
walking through
doo doo on his hands, holding the rail, waiting in line for the Matterhorn. You know, I mean, there's and multiply
and they're,
that
they're
by
closed right,
right
now,
right?
They're closed,
right?
So this would be just the NBA.
I'm just saying the Disney. When I think of Disney, I don't think sanitary necessarily, but you know, again, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we're all in their corner. We want them to get through this risk-free. It's huge for what we do. It's huge for who we are. We want this.
Please stand clear of the doors. The monorail to the NBA playoffs is about to depart.
Will this be the weirdest?
Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas. Please stand clear of the doors.
Any more? Any more languages?
Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. If you have any more languages you want to in.
So I still haven't seen any reports on if that they're going to jump right into the playoffs. Yeah, they had about a month left of the regular season. Do you just call it there and say, all right, these top eight teams in each conference, those are the playoffs? I mean, you kind of, if they're going to start in mid-July, like The Athletic was reporting, you got to go pretty quickly.
Pretty quick.
Because the season starts back up in October.
Was that last week?
Yep.
And we asked him about the comments that they're already in off-season mode. And he said, of course, if they need us to come back, be competitive, we will be ready. We will take it seriously. At the same point, can you really picture making the Golden State Warriors, who are 15-50, go hole up at Disney World for 3 weeks to finish the regular season and play games that are completely meaningless to them right now?
I mean, I think they should if they need them to. Because, again, I made the point.
That's just more people, though.
I know, that's true.
You know, that you don't really need. You want less people. That's one way to have less people.
That's a great point. If they can whack it down to the playoff teams and go from there, cool.
And if you want to expand the playoffs by, you know, a few teams or something, I'm okay with that as well.
Absolutely. More playoffs is better for all of us.
Right.
We all love the playoffs.
All right. Adam Schefter tweeted this out yesterday. Florida, speaking of Florida, is now home to 9 of the top 10 NFL jersey sales. Tua has the top two spots in Dolphins aqua and Dolphins white jerseys.
Wow.
Then Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady takes spots 3 through 6 with the pewter alternate vapor jersey, white vapor, their basic red, and the red vapor jerseys. Gronk comes in at number 7 with the Bucs pewter alternate jersey, and also at number 9 in the Bucs basic red jersey. And then Brady also has the 10th best-selling jersey with the Bucs pewter alternate color. The only player in the top 10 that does not play in Florida. Yeah, you got any guesses?
Got to be Pat Mahomes,
that's what
right?
I was thinking. It's got to be a Patrick Mahomes Chiefs jersey. They won the Super Bowl. Come on, right?
He's young
not Patrick
stud.
Mahomes.
No. Get out of here. You're not in the top 10.
Lamar Jackson.
Nope.
Huh. Who would it be?
It's going to surprise you, I think.
Okay. Dak Prescott.
Nope. That's a good guess, but nope.
Ezekiel Elliott?
Nope.
No. I'm at a loss. J.J. Watt.
How about this? No. It's a black jersey.
The old Michael Vick Atlanta Falcons jersey.
Joe Burrow with the Bengals black jersey.
Oh, wow. Oh, Bengals fans sound awfully desperate. Good luck to you, Bengals fans. Enjoy your 3-13 season coming up.
They're not desperate. They're excited. Come on.
It's true. Get behind your guy.
How many different Brady jerseys are in the top 10?
6.
My goodness.
3, 4, 5, 6.
That is going to be.
He's got
25 years. You're going to see people walking around in Brady Tampa Bay jerseys and you go, "What? He played what? He played for the Bucs?"
Brady's got 5 in the top 10. Tua has 2, Gronk has 2, and then Joe
Burrow.
It'll
be like a Jordan Wizards jersey.
Yeah.
It'll be stupid and pointless.
Kitschy.
All right, and finally, are you guys sitting down? Are you guys okay for a second here? All right, get ready. A metal drummer says he visited hell during a coronavirus-induced coma, and Satan was not as cool as he thought he'd be. Will Carroll of the band Death Angel was in a coma, which is just the perfect name for this story, by the way. Death Angel was in a coma
The
California Pacific Medical Center for 2 weeks in March after catching the virus on a European tour earlier in that month. During that time, Carroll, who's age 47, said he had disturbing dreams of visiting the afterlife. In hell, the devil, which to him was a woman, punished him for the deadly sin of sloth and turned him into a Jabba the Hutt-like monster who vomited blood until he had a heart attack. When he opened his eyes on March 30th, Carol said, "There were tubes coming in and out of me, and there was a nurse right there, and my first words were, 'Am I still in hell?'" Carol said he now believes in a higher power and feels prayers from his family and friends helped pull him through. Carol told the San Francisco Chronicle, "As far as my personal life and my experiences of what I went through, I don't think Satan's quite as cool as I used to."
I don't think Satan is quite as cool as I used to. And I believe, Paul, you may have buried the lead here in the final Rindle Report story.
What's that?
So the devil is a woman.
To him it was.
Does she sell real estate in North County?
That was not in the article. I did not.
Not in the article.
Can't confirm nor deny.
Let me ask both of you.
I don't know if it's blonde or a redhead or...
On the topic. This guy sounds a little...
It's getting married in a week.
I mean, he's already somewhat obsessed with, you know, death metal. And
death angel.
Death. Maybe that had something to do with your dreams.
Could be.
He was punished for the sin of sloth. Which, if you were going to be punished in the afterlife for just one of your seven deadly sins, which one do you think would be most appropriate to punish you for after you've left this mortal coil?
All right, I'm looking up the seven deadly sins.
Oh, come on, you've seen the movie Seven.
I have, but I don't remember them
all.
Seven
deadly sins. Sloth.
Hold on. Here we go. Settle down. Let's not start throwing things out there. Seven deadly sins. The cardinal sins, the capital vices, if you will, Ben. Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. Mine's pretty easy. Take one guess out of mine. Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride.
I have a few of them, actually.
I was going to say, I could probably make a case for all of them.
What? Come on.
Pride.
No.
Lust.
Yes.
I think
you can make an argument for probably each and every one of those, though.
Ben's would be...
Well, I'm on the John Jubilee program because of gluttony, I think. So that's...
Would Ben's be pride?
No, it's not pride.
It's not sloth. It's not...
I work hard.
It's not greed.
I think it's gluttony.
Is it gluttony?
I'm pretty sure I'm gluttony.
Paulie, what's yours?
Lust, for sure.
Okay, so I definitely have lust. I'm not really a... I guess I've been a glutton. All right, that's two for
What's
two.
What's the difference Greed? Between glutton and sloth?
I don't know.
You have some wrath in you.
Oh, big time.
You have some envy in you.
I definitely have
you
some
You have
envy.
Some pride
I
in
do
you.
Have some pride. I do have some... I'm kind of a sloth. Yeah, I mean, I'm at least six for seven out
On our
here.
Zoom meetings, you definitely have some sloth in you.
That's yeah, I'm laying in sure, bed. Yeah. Just.
You guys want to hear a little bit of Death Angel that I pulled?
Yes, give me some Death Angel.
Sounds made up.
Sounds like a parody band or something.
It does. It sounds like a. It sounds like hey.
Like that's not Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, that is awful. Well, I'm glad he's okay. And, I mean, I guess I'm glad he's seen the light. They've changed the name of their band to Life Angel.
He hasn't
now.
Seen the light. He's seen the dark.
He's seen the dark. But now he is back into the light. And he's feeling good about himself. Good, man. I'm glad he's all right.
That is the Rindle Report for a Thursday morning. We got Barry Zito joining us at the bottom of the hour. Next, though, Woods, we're going to answer the age-old question. Soup or soap? Or possibly, and bear with me on this one, both at the same time.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
First, let's get a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. You can listen to us, Ben and Woods, the Coach John Quintero Show, Gwen and Chris from the comfort of your home. I hope your home is comfortable at this point.
Yeah.
If it's not, this has been a really long couple of months. Using your smart speaker, just ask Alexa to play 97.3 The Fan. And thanks for listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. We've had a lot of these messages, Woods, for people lately. We just, you know, 7 Mile keep washing your hands, wear a mask, stay connected, San Diego.
Indeed.
I mean, it's important. Is it eyewash sometimes? There's a little bit of eyewash to it,
yeah,
for sure. But it's also just the repetition of the message is what gets it through. And I think there's a lot of businesses right now that they're not sure how to proceed. They want to seem like they're responsible. They may be, you know, doing the right thing, and they're going, well, what are we supposed to do here? Let's donate a bunch of stuff. Let's you know, be good citizens.
Sure.
I mean, that's the way to, I think, they, you know, to be good businesses nowadays, you want to be good citizens. You want to help your community. You also have to tell everybody you're helping your community so they know.
Yeah.
You know, you want the goodwill that goes with that, which is fine. You can say, well, if you were really great, you wouldn't even say anything. You just donate all the meals or the goods or whatever. But we don't live in that world.
No, this that is not the
reality.
The way that things go.
So we yesterday, we all company-wide, I guess, all the hosts were asked to record a little message from you know, one big, like, national, international conglomerate sponsor.
Yeah.
Who's done some really good things. I mean, they're donating a ton of their product to people in need around the globe. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And we were sent this email.
I mean, at like, so our show ends at 9. We got this email at like 8:58. So we're packing up to get out of here. Like, hey, guys, before you jam, we need everybody to record this. All right, no problem. Just a little 30-second spot. And I start looking through the copy. And like, all right, Ben will take this line. I'll do this one. Just standard. We do this all the time. This is part of the gig. And then I'm reading through the copy, and I'm like, well, this can't be right. And it says this: we hear the word essential a lot lately, and it's a word that's taken on a whole new meaning. Products that we used to take for granted. Soup, soap, and disinfectants. And I thought, did they mean soap and disinfectants, or did they really mean soup, soap, and disinfectants? And I thought, that's a weird, if that's a company, then that's a weird company. So here's our disinfectant line, here's our soaps, here's our soups. This is the three things that we do, and we do them better than anybody else, okay? So I'm looking at this, and I'm like, soup. And I just was like, Ben, this says soup. And so I reply all. I'm like, hey, guys, is this supposed to say soup? And people are like, yeah, I noticed that too.
Is it a typo? What's going on here?
Is it soap and disinfectants, or is it, in fact, soap, and disinfectants?
Or is it soup and disinfectants?
Is it soup and soap? We had no idea. So I write back and kind of get to the bottom of it. But it was very interesting. I thought to myself, well, I mean, you know, I mean, people make different stuff.
And I looked him in the, I Googled him. I said, well, they actually do make both soup, soap, and disinfectants. They do.
And so that's actually, you'll hear the commercial at some point.
You can get clam chowder. You can get wipes to clean your kitchen. Hopefully they're made in different factories somewhere, not at the same place.
It's just the weirdest thing.
How about they also said, add some music to this.
Yes, randomly. So what kind of music do we add?
What goes with both soup?
Soup and soap. It's one of those
weird.
Is this
upbeat? Is this somber? Is this, you know, death
angel?
Are we
doing hip-hop? Are we doing country? Like, where are we? And there were like 17 follow-ups because people started asking, are we really talking about soup and soap? And they're like, also, this should be compassionate. And I'm like, I wrote back, well, if there's one thing I'm compassionate about, it's soup.
Is soup essential, though? I mean, could you live without soup, Woods?
Personally?
You're like, hey, I'll give you $100,000, but you can never have soup again.
All right, well,
for the rest of your life.
Bro, if you're talking for money, and big money, there's very few things I couldn't give up for money, for a good cash infusion, all right? So there's very few things.
$1,000.
No.
You're not going to give up soup,
bro,
for $1,000.
No chance. I love soup.
You love soup?
I love soup. Who doesn't like soup? My wife, actually, is the one person I know.
I am very indifferent to soup. I didn't
soup
know people loved soup.
Yeah, I love soup.
I rarely order it. You know, when they hit the soup or salad, I almost always get the salad.
Yeah,
not
me
the
too.
Soup.
But unless I'm in a fancy place, I'll get, like, if they have, like, lobster bisque, I'll try that. Or if I'll try, like, a like a good French onion from time to time.
Is chili a clam soup? Because I love me some chili.
No, chili soup. Yeah, that's it.
Chili's a chili.
That's a good question.
But no, I mean,
clam chowder in a bread bowl, one of those sourdough bowls in San Francisco.
In San Francisco,
I'd be sad if I had to pass that up.
I could not live without soup.
We have a great the Mexican chicken soups. We have a place called Jorge's.
It's
right by our house.
I take really that good vat that they give you and just chicken strands hanging out of my mouth. The place is phenomenal. No, the answer is I could not live without soup.
You need tomato soup. When are we going to dip your grilled cheese in?
See, I've never done that, but I don't like tomato, really.
Oh, okay.
But I like tomato sauce, but I don't really like tomato soup.
Soup.
But I don't, if you, here's chicken noodle, I'm in.
Pro tip, tomato sauce is just thick tomato soup.
I just don't like it. I don't, okay, I won't eat it out of a bowl. I'll eat it on a pizza or on pasta, but I won't. I don't know. It was a very odd commercial to cut. But, no, I don't think I could live without soup. I love chicken noodle soup when I'm sick.
So be listening for that coming your way over the airwaves
Paul,
soon.
Did you end up putting music to it? Do you have the final
spot?
I did.
You want to hear the final spot?
Yeah, let's hear the final. I haven't heard the final spot yet. Now, listen for – I want you to listen exclusively for the compassion in my
How
voice.
Did we nail this?
You probably can hear me smiling.
Are
as
we
I'm
going to
this.
Win the Marconi Award for Radio Commercial of the Year?
Best commercial of the year.
Our compassion.
And listen, by the way, how Ben is able to work. Okay, so in full disclosure, I tried to do the soup line. I couldn't do it. I tried three times. Ben goes, I'll do it. And listen to him nail it.
Hey, it's Ben and Woods. We hear the word essential a lot lately, Woods, and it's a word that's taken on a whole new meaning. Products that we used to take for granted, soup, soap, disinfectants, are actually essential.
The reality is that now millions of Americans don't have the essential things they so desperately need. So, Unilever is donating products like Dove and Hellmann's to Feeding America and Direct Relief.
It's part of Unilever's National Day of Service on May 21st, and they invite you to join them. Get involved at WeAreUnitedForAmerica.com.
Here is your disinfectant. Here's a jar of mayonnaise. I forgot about that. Hellmann's.
I want to thank them. It's great. Hey, that's what they have. They're donating it.
It's great.
We are not making fun of Unilever at all. But, yes.
The guy comes to wherever they're giving these stuff out, and he's like, yeah, I'm here to collect some stuff, you know, falling on hard times. All right, here is a box of soup, mayonnaise, and soap. Have a ball. Enjoy. Enjoy. Good luck. Hope you get back on your feet soon. Killed me. Absolutely. I need it one more time, Paul. Give me the whole thing again.
Hey, it's Ben and Woods. We hear the word essential a lot lately, Woods, and it's a word that's taken on a whole new meaning. Products that we used to take for granted, soup, soap, disinfectants, are actually essential.
The reality is that now millions of Americans don't have the essential things they so desperately need. So,
mayonnaise.
Unilever is donating products like Dove and Hellmann's to Feeding America and Direct Relief.
It's part of Unilever's National Day of Service on May 21st, and they invite you to join them. Get involved at WeAreUnitedForAmerica.com.
A bar of soap and a jar of mayo. What do I eat? Yeah, the guy walks up. He's like, hey, listen, I've been eating dry turkey sandwiches. So if you guys have any mayo, that would be fantastic.
All right, sir, here's your hand sanitizer. Here's your gloves. Here's a face mask. I'm sorry, where's the mayonnaise?
The sandwiches I've been eating are garbage. They're garbage.
I'm just here for
nothing
the mayonnaise
to put on them. It's so good. Oh, I love it. Thank you, Unilever.
Condensed cream of mushroom and your mayo. Good luck to you, sir. All right.
Hi, I'm donating a stapler. Here's a chair, and here's a belt. Enjoy. I hope you guys get back.
Coming up next, we had a chance to Zoom with San Diego's own Barry Zito, Cy Young Award winner with the A's, World Series champion with the San Francisco Giants, and now a talented musician who just finished a stint on Fox's The Masked Singer. Ben Woods and Barry Zito coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Tired of being tracked online? DuckDuckGo can help. They help millions of people like you take control of their personal information online. With one app, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. So we go from soup, soap, mayonnaise, to Barry Zito.
Yes.
It's just a logical progression.
That's just how Ben and Woods works
some days. On Ben and Woods. We'll have our Zoom. Yesterday we did a Zoom conversation with Barry Zito. He was at his Nashville home studio. Got the guitars in the background. We'll post the video of it as well.
Do we have to?
Yeah, I think so. Right. Adam heard there was a video
and
got a little excited about that. So we'll post that. But
damn it.
A little real fun conversation going back.
Hey, Adam, career. There's video of this.
Barry Zito joins us right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm gonna die.
Here's Kelly Dinnick. I guess we could call this Cy Young Lefty Week on Ben and Woods. Earlier we talked to Tom Glavine. It's a pretty good theme if you're going to have one. And joining us now on our SDCCU Fan Hotline is San Diego's own Barry Zito. Barry, it is a pleasure to have you on Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
We're good. We're excited to have you on. So obviously people have been seeing what you've been up to a little bit with the show, The Masked Singer. But just first of all, this pandemic, you know, being at home, staying home, everything that's going on, how's that been treating you?
Oh, you know, it's been good. I mean, we had a baby in late February, so we kind of went into quarantine anyways. And then the quarantine hit about 2 weeks later. So, you know, for me, it hasn't been a huge change just because I work from home in the studio I'm in right now. And so, you know, love my family time, love my music time. So, you know, I just feel fortunate that we haven't really had anyone in our family affected. But yet, right, we're just not sure what this thing looks like.
Well, congrats, number one, on the new edition. Found out we were pregnant with number two right when this thing was started. I'm sure you remember the first trimester. It's a lot of nausea. It's waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning. And that was a bit of a challenge, but I think symbolically we're all coming through it right now. But man, thanks again for your time. You're always one of my favorites to watch. That staff that you guys had in Oakland was just, we had Tom Glavine on from the Braves and we were talking about, of course, that staff, but you guys with Tim Hudson and Mark Mulder and you as well. I mean, it was as dirty as it got. That was, how much fun was that to be a part of?
You know, it was really fun. I think looking back, you know, I wish I would have appreciated it more at the time because I had just come up. And so to come up to a team that was just, you know, going to the playoffs every year, I think 4 or 5 years straight, you know, it just, I didn't know any different, you know. And then when I went to San Francisco and we didn't get to the playoffs for a few years. You know, it really made me appreciate all that.
Not everybody gets to have that second act in Major League Baseball, part of something so special in Oakland. What was that time then like for you in San Francisco where you had the opportunity in to win a World Series there, especially in 2012 when you were really an integral part of the postseason roster and, you know, beat Justin Verlander in the World Series? Kind of go through that second part of your career for us.
Yeah, I look at both sides of the bay for me as almost two different people. And it's kind of fresh in my head because I just wrote this book about really what I valued as a person when I was growing up. And I never had a foundation for anything that was important to me beside baseball. So baseball really defined my identity of if I was a good person or a bad person. And that changed every 5 days depending on my performance. And so when I went to San Francisco and got this huge contract, I started really pitching for approval and to, you know, validate my own self-worth, really. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of weird to say it, but eventually that paradigm broke. And I finally found something more important than baseball, which for me was God. And ironically, that set my baseball kind of on a much better path. And so I got to help the team win a World Series after getting left off of a World Series roster 2 years previous, you know, in 2010. And I think it was just a huge life lesson for me. And when we take things too seriously and care too much, they're usually going to go wrong.
That's actually really good advice. We're talking to Barry Zito here on Ben and Woods this morning. And obviously, music has always been in your life. It's always been something that you did. And I, you know, what's the old adage that every ball player, you know, wants to be an actor or musician and every actor or musician wants to be a ball player.
Yeah.
But you're like, you're good. You're a good musician. There are plenty of bad ones out there, but you're like really, really good. We watched your video from The Masked Singer. And I'm like, how does he not get through? Like, how did you feel about not getting through?
I didn't actually know. I mean, they keep Masked Singer on lockdown, dude. Like on that set, I mean, I had no idea who anybody was. Obviously, nobody does.
Right.
But even more than that, like I couldn't even hear anybody's performance. The only time I heard any of the other characters sing is when I was right backstage about to go on for my rehearsal or my performance. But even then, they kept everything muffled so that even behind stage, you couldn't really hear. So I had no idea if I did good or bad. I was, to be honest, I was kind of shocked every week that I was making it through because, you know, I learned to not have too much of an ego and just do your best. But that actually worked really well for me. I was shocked I made it to the top four. And when I just watched the show last week, I was like, I didn't think I was like clearly better than the other ones, but I was like, I mean, debatably, I could have made it through. You know, I don't know.
Not debatable.
I had like a fake guitar up there and I was like, you know, I had these big gloves on. I was trying to play guitar, but.
So crazy. How did that come about? They just asked you and you said, yeah, sure, I'm in.
No, they asked me last December and my wife and I, you know, we knew we were due in late March. And so my first thing was like, okay, what does the timing look like? Cause we got a baby coming. And so the way that it was going to shoot timing wise still left us about a month before our baby came. And so I agreed to do it. I just knew it was going to be, I mean, my initial reaction was, no, I'm not doing this. I'm going to look like an idiot. You know, I watched Antonio Brown get eliminated on his first song when he performed. And I'm like, dude, I'm an athlete too. Like I was a former athlete. I don't want to like go out like that. But you know, I just made it through that first round and I was like, this is a win. I can't believe I did it. And then it just kept going and going. And I think the rhino costume was super cool too. Like people, it was just huge and it kind of looked really cool. And I had this pilot outfit on. So I feel like that had a lot to do with why I got through every round.
Barry, you came from a showbiz family kind of growing up, but ended up going into baseball. What was that dynamic like? And I mean, how did you kind of decide which direction you were going to go? How did your parents kind of impact that with you? And I know that's kind of what led you to Randy Jones, who we all know, obviously, here in San Diego as part of your baseball career. Talk about that kind of growing up.
Yeah, for me, growing up in a musical family, ironically, no athletes, no, you know, never saw my mom and dad at the gym once my entire life, you know. But my father told me to not go into music. He said, music is a very, very difficult field to, you know, make a living in. He said, so if you master three pitches in baseball, however, they will send scouts to the end of the earth to find you. Like, and in music, you got to go bang on everyone's door, even if you're the best next thing. So, and by that point, I already loved the game. I really had an affinity for it. I think it was 6 or 7 when I first set foot on a field. but he saw that. And so he just developed that. And even though he was a former jazz musician with Nat King Cole and all these great things, he was actually a talent manager after he was a jazz musician. So he knew how to really, you know, milk those ingredients and get everything nice and, you know, as good as it can be for a performer.
Yeah. Being a musician is really hard. So just go be a pro baseball player. Okay, Dad. No problem. Like, let me get these pitches. I got a 2-year-old in there, and I'm like, all right, baseball or music? Because I'm exact same thing. But it's great, man. We're talking to Barry Zito here on Ben and Woods. Speaking of Randy Jones, obviously very beloved here in San Diego, very beloved by our show. Two of us have had a chance to go out and play fantasy camp, and Randy's out there, and he's the commissioner, and he barks at you the whole time. And he's just the best dude ever. What was it like working with him, and when did you start? How old were you?
Yeah, I started working with Randy when I was 12, and I remember I grew up in La Mesa, right off the 8 highway there. And so we would take that back to Poway through the back roads, through the mountains. And so we would go every week. My parents would spend $50 a lesson. I remember this. And they couldn't afford, we didn't have any money. My father didn't work. I think he blew all his money from when he was like some big famous musician. And my mother was a pastor in a church. So we didn't have much, man. And so every week we'd go bucks, and Randy would be spitting his tobacco on my brand new cleats that I would get, telling me to do it right, lefty, let's go. You know, and for 4.5 years, I worked with Randy in his backyard every week. And, you know, I would come home and analyze. My dad would videotape the lesson. Then we'd come home and analyze the lesson. I would take notes, right? And then I would do all that for the next week. So it was very methodical the way we approached it.
And at what point did you say to him, you couldn't even throw over 80? Stop criticizing.
Man, I topped out at 81 when I was a senior in high school. I went to USDHS Uni, which is now Cathedral. But yeah, I had this big curveball from the time I was 7, but I never threw hard. But I could also never get any movement on my fastball. I was dead straight. I don't care if it was a 2-seamer. And so when I started working out and changed my mechanics a little bit going into college, and I picked up about 12 mile an hour in 8 months. And so right, you know, at that point at UC Santa Barbara, I was like, okay, 93, 94. Now maybe I can, the major league sounds like a possibility. And so that's kind of when it all changed for me.
You know, you brought UCSB. You played the game where you went one college, then you transferred JC so you could get drafted again.
Yeah.
And then the USC, obviously, we ended up as a first round pick. With the changes they're doing to the draft this year, only 5 rounds. How do you think that could have impacted you? And what do you think is going on for, you know, kids right now who are high school seniors, college juniors, you know, the different process that's going to be going on this season?
I have no idea that they just changed this. What are you talking about? 5 rounds?
Yeah.
Why do they even fill up the minor league rosters with that?
They're not going to. They're not going to have short season ball or anything. I mean, they're not going to have any minor leagues this year with the pandemic. So it's pretty
really?
Quick, actually. Yeah. It's a completely different process this year.
Oh, I got to throw a Google down. Okay, that's crazy. Well, I mean
– well, it was my next question of saying, so how involved in the game are you still today?
No, I feel awkward on these interviews because sometimes people are like, so what do you think that the players and what was his name? Ian Snell and
Blake Snell, yeah.
Hold on. Give me 2 minutes to Google and I'll have an answer. No, I'm pretty insulated, man. I've been waiting to go into music my whole life. So, you know, I get to do that. But I still love the game. And huh?
You have a baby. Like, this is – no one has time. You have a baby. This is what
we got.
Do.
Yeah. So, we got a 5-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a baby, all 3 boys. Yeah. So we're pretty loaded up.
No chance.
I wish that baseball was on TV, though. I will tell you one thing. Baseball, when it's on, like in the living room, it's just cathartic. Like hearing just the commentator in that calm tone. I mean, we have a AAA team here in Nashville, and I'm actually part of an advisory board to help bring a team to Nashville because I think we need one. But, you know, we need baseball, man, right now more than ever.
So then from a very casual fan perspective, now that I know where we're coming from, do you have some favorites nowadays, you know, pitchers that you still enjoy watching and enjoy, you know, in the modern game?
I do. You know, I definitely have the people that I love. What is his name? Chris, Tampa Bay.
Archer.
Oh, I love him. Love him. So nasty. Just like the attitude. You know, I just have certain guys that I just love to watch. Let's see, who else do I love to watch? I mean, Sonny Gray, who, you know, I played with Sonny, but good guy, but I just love to watch Sonny do his thing. Yeah, there's guys that I love. Buster Posey, I mean, he's just the all-time, you know, he's the all-time guy and player.
I'd like to take this moment to invite Barry Zito into my fantasy league because I think it could be easy money this year. I think I could take his money this year.
Yeah, no, I need to pick up one of those magazines and
he hasn't heard of Walker Buehler yet, so you're probably okay.
Walker Buehler, yeah. That guy reminds me of Tim Lincecum with like the seven pieces of hair on his upper lip, yep, thing, but he's throwing 98.
That's him.
Former teammate. Well, man, we really enjoyed you, the Masked Singer. You know, keep awesome. The music thing. Good luck with the baby. And we really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us. This was really cool of you to do.
Yeah, thanks, man.
That was Barry Zito on our SDCCU Fan Zoom hotline there from yesterday. Vote SDCCU for Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/vote San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. I have rarely met a baseball player who seemed more disconnected with the game.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's absolutely fine.
Yeah, man. He was
absolutely
great.
Fine. He's caring about family. He's caring about music right now. And he was still a great, great interview.
Yeah, I think he was talking about Blake Snell, not Ian Snell. Because I don't think Ian Snell pitches anymore, does he? It's been a while.
Yeah, Ian Snell, well, used to be on the Pirates.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was pretty enlightening. You know, he seems to be a really, really grounded guy, man, and just really, really nice and kind. I enjoyed that very much.
Yeah, that was a fun one. Usually we do real or fake right here, but we've only got a couple of minutes before the end of the hour. So why don't we we'll do that with Corona content next. So we got a lot to, like I said, this is a jam-packed Thursday. Man. We're doing all of our Friday things because we're going into a four-day weekend. So we'll have Craig Elston and his TV recommendations, Ben Reed's raps. Don't do this. Real or fake and Corona content.
Wow.
All coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. If you want to get online now, you can. 833-288-0973. Chance to win a $50 Panera e-gift card when we do get to real or fake here in a second. And then coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, we'll talk to Ashley Yates, wife of Padres all-star closer Kirby Yates. Get the other perspective of being at home during the quarantine. We talked to Kirby a couple of weeks ago. Now we'll get Ashley's side of the story.
She's so great, man. Her podcast, The F-Bomb Moms, is a really good listen. And she's out there doing her thing, you know. And yeah, we'll see if she's ready for Kirby to get his bags packed and get back to playing baseball.
So jam-packed Thursday, like a Friday. Half the show still to go. It's Ben and Woods, and we'll also talk a little baseball if we get a chance because good piece by Dennis Lynn about how the shortened season could affect the Padres. Want to talk about that as well. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Corona content, real or fake. Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.